Welcome, everyone. This is Dan Goodwin with Our Connected Lives. And I'd like to welcome you to one of who knows how many podcasts. We're going to do this in series in bite-sized chunks. And the title today and what we're going to be talking about is CYA, WTF, and other TLAs and FLAs. Now, I do that tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, it's a little bit naughty, but I got your attention, didn't I? I think I did. So what does CYA stand for? It stands for Cover Your Assets. Cover Your Assets. Now, you may have heard it differently, but that's how I choose to look at it. As someone who was involved in corporate America for many years doing internal investigations for a Fortune 500 company, what I found was the people that I talked to made bad judgment decisions sometimes and put themselves in positions that were terrible. Hence, they got to talk to me. So CYA is Cover Your Assets. Now, it doesn't matter if you sell a service or a product or anything else, a combination thereof. You may be selling an idea. You may be selling a coaching program. You may be selling insurance. You may be selling real estate. All of these are important, and you need to learn how to cover your assets. It doesn't matter if you are a business owner or have a partnership interest in some sort of a business. It doesn't matter if you are an independent contractor, you're a 1099, you're a hired gun. You must learn how to CYA for yourself. It is you incorporated. That's the idea. Doesn't matter if you're an employee. Even as an employee, you must treat yourself as you incorporated. Now, this approach is interpreted differently with different personality styles. So if you've taken the Myers-Briggs, if you've taken the DISC, if you've taken the Culture Index, if you've taken the TTI, it doesn't matter which personality type you are, the approach is relatively the same. I'm going to teach you another FLA, a four-letter acronym. By the way, I forgot to tell you that. A TLA is a three-letter acronym. And an FLA is a four-letter acronym or a five-letter acronym or any other acronym. I'm going to help you reframe those, just as I did now with CYA. And I haven't got to WTF yet, but I'm going to get there soon. So the next acronym is PETA, and that's a pain in the asset. Don't be one and don't engage with one. So if you're an employee, avoid these at all costs. If you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, guess what? We get to choose who we do business with. We really, really do. All right, let's go on. It doesn't matter. The other part of, for the introduction part of this is, it doesn't really matter which stage of business that you're at, whether you're in ideation or startup, whether you have got 2 years of financials and you're in stability, or you've grown a business and you've got a successful track record, or you've got significance in an exit strategy. You've got it to a point where it's running better without you than with you. Anyway, that is it for the intro part. I'm going to jump into the next section here momentarily. Hope you've enjoyed this. Remember, CYA, WTF, and TLAs and FLAs. When you have these memory pegs to help you remember how to run your business and how to ask intelligent questions, these are all things that are coming up that I'm going to teach you on. So have a great rest of your day or evening whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon.